this week and next, straddling the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's appearance in Worms, Here I Stand, I plan to produce a set of videos. These will detail how Luther's actions have affected us. Really, the long arm of history that was made in his time has stretched down through the centuries to rest on our shoulders today in so many ways. There'll be five main wedges of dramatic events to consider, plus I'll be spinning off to explore some of the other vital issues raised by the Protestant Reformation. It's history. Yes, of course it's history. It's a special subject to me, but I fully recognise not everybody shares my passion in this department. However, as American philosopher George Santayana put it, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Tragically, there's plenty of evidence coming from prominent pulpits and platforms in Northern Ireland today that underline this point, that history has been forgotten and the spiritual disasters of the past are on course to be repeated. When so-called evangelicals are so fond of quoting Roman Catholic saints and scholars, popes and prelates, including those in the Society of Jesuits, who were set up to emulate Saul of Tarsus in his unconverted days and breathe out threatenings and slaughter against the Reformed Church. Houston, we've got a problem. Please travel with me on the long road to Worms. I promise you this, is ground we absolutely need to traverse, sooner rather than later, because the enemies of all righteousness are furiously busy in their attempts to sanitise and socially distance us from our history, to put masks on the main men and women God raised up in this era, and then malign and misquote and misrepresent them. And then there's the rather huge matter that in this fantastic anniversary year, 500 years since the Protestant Reformation, 100 years since the formation of our own country, Northern Ireland, and 70 years on from the beginning of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we need today another Reformation. I leave you the words of Joel chapter 2, verse 15 through 18. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people, and may the Lord be jealous and pity us today.